சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
When we want to be free from sorrow, one has to discover the true nature of oneself. When the person wants to be free from sorrow, or dissatisfaction, or bondage, one has to necessarily discover the true nature, which is called Brahman or Atma, which is free from sorrow, dissatisfaction and bondage. That Atma Brahman is not very far away from the person. It's one's own nature. The person's one's own nature one has to discover in the human life. That is the ultimate goal of every human being. To discover that, discovering means to getting knowledge. Once you discover, what you get the knowledge of that thing. Knowledge. That knowledge alone is the solution any knowledge can be attained through a proper means any knowledge can be attained through a proper means method proper pramanam in English, another word we can use for means a testimony. Pramana means a testimony. That proper means, any means has got its own field to reveal the knowledge of that object. Any means, pramanam, has got its own field to operate, to get the knowledge of that object. For that we saw the examples. Eyes can enter into the field of colors and forms. Varna and Rupa. They are pramanam. Ears are pramanam. They can enter into the field of sound. They give the knowledge of the sound. Similarly, you extend to other sense organs. They also function in their stipulated particular field of object. This is called appropriate means. So we saw that five pramanams in the last class: pratyaksha pramanam, direct perception through any sense organ, you get the knowledge. Pratyaksha jnanam, getting the knowledge of that particular object directly by using the sense organs. what are the sense organs? You are not supposed to ask. You are all advanced students now. Sense organs, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and the skin. All these are pramanams. Sense organs. Sense organs of knowledge. Pratyaksha pramanam is the one means to get the knowledge. Then, second one, anumana pramanam. Anumana means inference. I infer. By inferring, I get the knowledge. I have given already examples. I am not going to dwell upon those examples. Just I am revising. This inference, I doubt. This is this. This knowledge, when can I get? Anumanam. The anumanam, the knowledge, what I am getting through anumanam is based on previous pratyaksha. Clear? Previous pratyaksha jnanam. So, I can derive some knowledge through anumanam also. Anumanam is also a type of pramanam. Number three, upamanam. By comparison also, sometimes I get the knowledge of certain objects. By comparison. Even this comparison also, that is upamana, pramanam also, based on pratyaksha alone. Either today or yesterday or in previous, so many years back also. But any knowledge you get through comparison also based on pratyaksha. What is the fourth one? Ardhapatti. Presuming. Presumption. Presumption is also based on the pratyaksha alone. After 1 week you enter into Madras, train reaching central, you saw the water everywhere. Till yesterday you were in Madurai. But today you have come, there is a lot of water. What do you presume? There was rain yesterday. How do you know? Because when I was here, when there was so much water, that time heavy rain pouring, when the rain comes, only this much water will come. Therefore, this water is because of yesterday's rain. Presumption. How it happened? Long before pratyaksha jnanam of varsham. Clear? Then, what is the anupalabdhi pramanam? Fifth one. To get a knowledge, I can use a means which is anupalabdhi pramanam. Non-availability. There is no chair. It's a knowledge. There is no chair is a knowledge. What knowledge? There is no chair is knowledge. The absence of a thing also gives a knowledge. When I get the knowledge through the absence of a thing, that is called anupalabdhi pramanam. Then one more pramanam we have to see, that is called shabda pramanam. Sixth one, very very powerful pramanam which we are going to handle. That pramanam is called shabda pramanam. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now today we are going to see what is shabda pramanam. Shabda pramana means verbal means. Getting the knowledge of something through the shabda. Shabda means words. Getting the knowledge of something through the words, shabda. Knowledge through the sound. The word means what? The sound. It is a sound. It is a pratyaksha jnana. It is a pratyaksha jnana. I am listening sound. It is a pratyaksha jnana. Knowledge through language. So that sound is not just making sound. There is a language in that. It has a language. The knowledge we get through language is called Shabda Pramanam. Shabda Pramanam. For example, Vinayaka Chaturthi, no? Function. Day after tomorrow, Saturday, is the Vinayaka Chaturthi. No? Suppose I say, it is a sound. Vinayaka Chaturthi falls on Saturday, day after tomorrow. Whenever I say, it is a sound you are getting. No? That sound is entering into your ears. But at the same time, that sound is coming in the form of language. It's a language. It has letters, words, a sentence, and it became a sentence. After vakya, it entering into my ears, it became a sound, and the sound enter into my mind, it converts into an information. Then you get the knowledge of, oh, you have forgotten. Swamini, you are reminding me. Yes. That means this is the sound. You are getting the pratyaksha jnanam of the knowledge. Day after tomorrow is the festival. How you are getting that shabda jnanam, and that is pratyaksha jnanam, through a language. This is called verbal means. The verbal means. In Vedanta, in our Advaita philosophy, it is called, there is a Advaita epistemology. Advaita epistemology, in that, the epistemology means E-P-I-S-T-E-M-O-L-O-G-Y, epistemology. Epistemology means analyzing what is the definition of a fact and friction. What is the definition? Analyzing the definition, what is fact, what is friction. Analyzing the definition of what is right and what is wrong. Analyzing the definition of what is right and what is error or mistake, or you can take. Analyzing the definition of what is real, what is false. This analysis is called epistemology. That means what? In short, if you want to put, right knowledge about knowledge. Knowledge about knowledge is called epistemology. Knowledge about knowledge. That means what? The second knowledge what I have used, knowledge, first knowledge, about knowledge. And the rendu word children, knowledge, right or wrong, either fact or friction, or either it is real or unreal. That means what? Knowledge about the knowledge. Right knowledge, wrong knowledge, rendu irukkalam. So knowledge about the right knowledge about the wrong knowledge. Idella eppome varave varada swami manasike nu namakku thonum. So all our ancestors analyzed, threadbare analysis they have done, and closed the books they left. It's a very simple thing for all our people. Knowledge about the right knowledge and wrong knowledge. This is called epistemology. ஓகே. த சப்த பிரமாணம் இஸ் வெர்பல் டெஸ்டிமனி. வெர்பல் மீன்ஸ் சப்தா, வேர்ட்ஸ். டெஸ்டிமனி மீன்ஸ் பிரமாணம். ஸோ வெர்பல் டெஸ்டிமனி மீன்ஸ் சப்த பிரமாணம். Knowledge born out of sound is a direct knowledge. Knowledge born out of language is a direct knowledge. Therefore, this knowledge born out of Shabda requires a language. For that knowledge also, you require healthy sense organs. For that verbal pramanam to operate, you require a healthy sense organs. Then only this pramanam you can use. Healthy sense organs. Sense organs of knowledge, sense organs of action, sense antahkaranam. Buddhi, ahankara, chittam, the smriti, everything should be in a healthy condition. Then you get a perfect knowledge through the words. Next question. Which pramanam, that instrument, appropriate instrument I have to use to discover this Atma among these six? The next question. Now we have understood what are the six pramanams means to get the knowledge, any blessed knowledge in the world. These are the six pramanams. No one can go out of these six pramanams. Now the next question is, my problem is I want to come out of sorrow. To come out of that sorrow, I have to discover the Brahman. To discover the Brahman, I have to get that knowledge of Brahman. To get the knowledge of Brahman, I have to discover myself. To discovering myself, I have to use a pramanam. Among the six pramanams, which pramanam I have to use? Threadbare analysis. Answer is, among six pramanams, first five are useless. Among the six pramanams, pratyaksha anumana upamana artha patti anupalabdhi and shabda pramanam, among these six, first five are useless to discover that Brahman I am. Tat tvam asi mahavakya. Discovery is not possible by the previous five pramanams. Because the first pramanam is a pratyaksha. Why also we have to see? Just ruled out and going. No. We have to find out why pratyaksha cannot function, why anumana cannot function, why upamana cannot function, why anupalabdhi cannot function, why atthapatti cannot function. Tell me now. Not for others' sake. We have to convince our intellect. Because pratyaksha based on our sense organs. The direct perception. Pratyaksha, you have to use any one of the one or two or three sense organs. Inevitable, you have to use. The sense organs function to know the object. In their own field, they start functioning. Eyes, ears, nose, all these sense organs, they go to their particular field, they get the knowledge and they give the knowledge. No, they don't get the knowledge. They give the knowledge to the intellect, buddhi. Why this, once you ruled out pratyaksha, it is as good as ruling out the all other. Why? Because all of them are depending on pratyaksha. Why this pratyaksha pramanam, five sense organ, cannot function, cannot have the capacity to reveal Brahman? Because Brahman is ashabdam, shabda rahitam. Therefore you cannot use the sense organs. this ears ashabdam shabdarahitam asparsham, that Brahman is asparsham, you cannot touch that Brahman, he is free from that form irunda, then you can touch and see, get the knowledge. So your sense organs of the touch cannot function there. Ashabdam asparsham arupam, formless. How can you see the Brahman? A formless Brahman, can you see it with your eyes? Therefore, these eyes are useless. Knowing, to know the Brahman. Ashabdam, asparsham, arupam, arasam. The tasteless. Brahman has no taste at all. While pretending is salt or sweet, Brahman, you cannot. So therefore, ashabdam, asparsham, arupam, arasam, agandham. Brahman is smellless. You cannot get the knowledge of Brahman through your nose. All sense organs of knowledge ruled out. Pratyaksha will not work here. Understand? So therefore, five sense organs recognize only five properties of those objects. Since our Brahman is propertyless, these sense organs are incapable of knowing that Brahman. Propertyless, gunarahitam, ashabdam, asparsham, arupam, arasam, avarnam kuda you can add, no varnam, no color. Suppose I get this knowledge of Brahman through sense organs, what you can do? They say, suppose I can see Brahman as an object. Suppose I see a color, no, through my eyes. I see Brahman is white in color. Very carefully we have to understand why Shabda alone. If you want to firmly to understand, you have to know all these things. There's no choice here. Why Brahman cannot be comprehended by the sense organ? Because if anybody says Brahman is very shining white in color, if they say Brahman is white, means Brahman is not red. Brahman is not red color. Because when you are saying Brahman is white, because you have seen with your eyes, is white in color, shining. That means you are limiting the Brahman from other properties. See the defect. I have seen the Brahman. Brahman is white color and Brahman is very big. Suppose you say, that means Brahman is not small. That means it is a limiting factor. He is big but is not small. If he is white, he is not green. That means he become finite. You are giving only certain properties and other properties you are excluding. And you are thinking intelligently, I have discovered the Brahman. That discovering Brahman, it is limiting the Brahman. It's limiting the Brahman. So therefore, I heard the Brahman. Where? Right side. That means you are not listening to the left side. I saw Brahman up. That means you are not seeing down. Brahman is very tall. That means he is not short. Any attribute, any property, if you bring, you are excluding the other opposite property. Clear? Therefore, why other pramanams not function means all these ruled out one by one, all sense organs go outside. Actually, we are coming. So we have given the just answer for him. It's not our job to convince that person. Just one statement we have taken. If you take one property, you are excluding the other property. That means Brahman you are limiting. According to Shastra, Brahman is infinite. Brihat. Brihattamatvat Brahman. Therefore, how the Pratyaksha Pramana will not function? Because, number one, Pratyaksha ruled out. Because all sense organs are outwards. Very, very important. All sense organs go outwards. All sense organs are incapable of objectifying the Atma because it is inside. Inside means as Atma, the observer. Tat tvam asi, the Guru said, you are that. Don't look outside. The one who sees, the observer, the seer, can never be objectified. The observer, the seer can never be objectified. So there is no question of knowing Brahman as an object. That Atma is inside. Observer can never be observed. Since the observer is the Atma, that Atma alone is Brahman. The observer alone is called the subject. The subject can never be objectified. Your sense organs are moving outwards. They can see every object except the subject. That's why many people say, Nastikas are all are coming. There is no God at all, there is no Brahman at all. There is no chumma cock and bull stories they say. You cannot see outside Brahman. Because the seer only Brahman. How can you see outside? If this person is asking like Hiranyakashipu Madri, show your Brahman, show your God outside. Anna. You show your back, you see your back first, then I'll show the God. Anna. You see your back? Can you see your back? Can you say you don't have back? Can you see your face? Tell me. We are thinking so-called human beings, crown of the creation. Very intelligent. So many qualifications. Shastra is asking, can you see your face with your eyes? Try. Any one of you. In this whole universe, no one can see their face or back with their own eyes. Impossible. Therefore, can you say, I don't have face? Therefore, you can say, I don't have back? No. You never deny your face. You never deny your back. Even though you are not able to see. Why? Swamini, idella kekaduma theriyada? When you are able to know this fact, why not Brahman? You cannot see Brahman. Still, Brahman is evident. Just as you cannot see your face, but face is evident because of which everything I am seeing. What do? If you want to see your face, you use the mirror. You use the mirror. You see the face with which everything you are seeing that cannot be seen by itself. It requires a mirror. Similarly, how can you see your back? See, when the mirror is not discovered, our ancestors never saw the back at all.
பாவம், எத்தனை பேர் பேக் பார்க்காமலே அப்படியே போயிட்டாங்க. காலத்தில் பேசும் பார்க்காமலே போயிட்டான். கண்ணாடியே இல்லை.
தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? யூ ஹாவ் டு யூஸ் அ ப்ராப்பர் மீன்ஸ் த மிரர் டு சி யுவர் ஃபேஸ்.
to see your back, you have to keep one mirror front, one mirror back, you have to see your back. That's a proper, appropriate means. Clear that? Therefore, to know God, you have to use proper means. Understand? Without using proper means, never say there is no God or there is no Brahman. So, Anumana also ruled out because Brahman is beyond the scope of sense organs. Therefore, Pratyaksha is not able to give that knowledge. Sense organs are not able to give. Where is the function of Anumana? Pratyakshame ruled out. Anumana enge vela panna porudhu. There is no Anumana pramanam. Also, to use Anumana pramana, you require Pratyaksham. Pratyaksha, through Pratyaksha, Brahman is not available. Therefore, you cannot infer the Brahman. You cannot get the knowledge of Brahman through inference also. And Upamana also, for an example I'll give. See, Pratyaksha illathinal anumanam panna mudiyadu ennu sollitam. So anumanathinal gnanam varadu. Doctor kuda enna solluvar? Inakku inda disease irukappa nu solradhu inference adu. How he knows the inference? Infer the disease, so and so disease. Or report paathi pratyakshama, avaru kaiyila report irukkanum. Inda pratyakshama report irundhada inference panna mudiyum. Inda report illamale doctor cannot infer the disease. Clear? Upamana also, comparison also based on pratyaksha. Without seeing directly, you cannot compare anything, therefore, that also ruled out. In Arthapatti also, you cannot get without Pratyaksha, you cannot use the Arthapatti, therefore, you cannot presume the Brahman. Clear? Anupalabdhi is another interesting Anupalabdhi. How this Brahmana is useless? Brahman is an existent principle. அனுபலப்தி பிரமாணம் வந்து எனக்கு என்ன உதவி பண்ண போறது? அனுபலப்தி வந்து இங்க இது இல்லப்பா அது இல்லப்பான்னு சொல்ல போறது. எனக்கு பாவ பிரம்மன் ஞானம், த எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் பிரம்மன். பிரம்மன் இஸ் எ பாவ வஸ்து, இட் இஸ் அன் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் பிரின்சிபல். இந்த அனுபலப்தி வந்து இல்லாத பொருள் தான் இட் இஸ் கிவிங் நாலேஜ். எனக்கு பிரம்மன் வந்து இருக்கிற பொருள், இது சத்தியமான பொருள், சத்வஸ்து. அனுபலப்தி இந்த சாயலுக்கு கூட வராது. இட் கெனாட் என்டர் இன் டு த ஃபீல்ட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் நாலேஜ். புரியறத? எதுக்காக சாஸ்திரம் படிக்கணும்? கண்ணு மூடிட்டு உள்ள நோக்கி பாரு அண்ணா. எல்லாம் இப்படி எல்லாம் வருது அந்த மாதிரி. நவ் யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். இஃப் எனிபடி சேஸ் வை சாஸ்திர வை சப்த பிரமாணம், ஐ ஹாவ் இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ், ஐ ஹாவ் குட் sense organs, however much powerful in sense organs you have, they cannot enter in the field of Brahman. However much powerful, enak divya chakshu iruka swamine, I see these long distant things. Okay, you can see the stars, you may see something else, not Brahman. The observer can never be observed. So these are all five are ruled out. The fifth pramana is left out. Now we have to use that pramana alone. Vere gatyandaram kadiyadu, vali kadiyadu. There is no other way. Now we have to enter into the shabda pramana. Clear? What is this shabda pramana? Idella foundation, very very strong foundation you require. என்ன சாமான்யமா நச்சிகேதனுக்கு என்ன ஞானம் வரப்போறது பாருங்க. இந்த மாதிரி பேஸ் இருந்தாதான் தட் நாலேஜ் வாட் நச்சிகேதா ஹேஸ் காட் த்ரூ யமதர்மராஜா வி கேன் எஸ்டிமினேட். அதர்வைஸ் வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட். சப்த பிரமாணம் கிளாசிஃபைட் இன் டு டூ. வைதிக சப்த பிரமாணம், லௌகிக சப்த பிரமாணம். நம்பர் ஒன் இஸ் வைதிக சப்த பிரமாணம், நம்பர் டூ இஸ் லௌகிக சப்த பிரமாணம். வைதிக சப்த பிரமாணம் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்கிரிப்சுரல் வேர்ட்ஸ் given out by the Lord. Scriptural words given out by the Lord. The world, this knowledge through scriptural words, we can get. This is beyond the human intellect. Beyond the human intellect, whatever the scriptural knowledge given out by the Lord, they are beyond the human intellect. That's why they are called apaurusheyam. They are not born out of purusha buddhi. Whatever is born out of purusha buddhi from the human intellect is called paurusheyam. That's called laukika shabdaha. Second one. The non-scriptural words are called laukika shabdaha. All our newspaper, matters, all are laukika shabdaha. Born out of intellectual human minds. So, by worldly people, pass. This paurusheya, the laukika shabdaha, are limited in their nature, very limited. Now the next question is, among these alaukika shabdas or laukika shabdas, that means these are scriptural or non-scriptural, vaidika shabda is there, laukika shabda is there, which shabda I have to take as pramana? There are so many books talking about so many things. There are so many books in the world. They are also called Shabda. There is also a language. Can I use that Shabda or Vaidika Shabda? Why I have to use only Vaidika Shabda? Why not Laukika Shabda? Why I have to study only Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvana Veda, Upanishads? Why not other? Because next we have to dwell upon laukika shabdas are using to see the objective world. Prameya anusarena pramana vyaparaha kartavyaha. The worldly, that laukika shabdaha, are giving only the knowledge of the objective world. The Brahman which I want to know is not the object, it is the subject. Therefore, the laukika shabdas cannot give the knowledge of the subject, the Atma. Prameya anusarena. The prameyam here, what I want to know, for time being we say it is a prameyam. What I want to know is a prameyam. Okay, the object in Nechukulome, object. And the object in the prameyam, adhik thagandha madri naan in the pramanatthai use pannanam. Illiyo? Sound use, kekkaradukkaah naan kannu use pannanamo. Uruvam paakkaradukkaah nose use pannanamudiyuma. Adha, prameyatthu anusari. Prameya anusarena pramanam vyaparaha kartavyaha. I have to use that pramanam depending upon that which object I want to know. Therefore, since this Atma is the subject, even laukika shabdas also cannot enter into this field. Therefore, only vaidika shabda. Edhukaga shastramna ivvalu padikkanum. Okay, observer can never be known. Since I am the observer, the Brahman, since laukika shabdas are always giving the knowledge of the observed, Vaidika Shabda alone has got the capacity of giving the knowledge of the subject, I, the Atma. Therefore, study Kathopanishad. Therefore, Yajnavalkya says, Vijnataram are kena vijani yatana. Vijnataram, the knower of everything, can be known by what? The knower of everything, Vijnataram, are kena vijani yatana. Hey, Maitreyi, how can you know the knower of everything? How can you know him? The knower can never be known. Therefore, this is a Brahman. This Brahman is ever available in the creation. It has come along with creation. Yo Brahmanam vidadhati purvam, yo vai vedamscha prahinoti tasmain. So it came along with the creation, this Brahman. You cannot invent newly. There is a beautiful sloka, Vai Veda alone. That sloka is important sloka. Pratyakshena anamityava. Pratyakshena anamityava. Yastupayona vidyate. Yastupayona vidyate. Yenam vidanti vedena. Second line, enam vidanti vedena tasmat vedasya vedacha. I am not going to give word to word meaning, just I'll give the gist of the meaning. Veda cannot be known through pratyaksha anumana upamana ardhavatti anupalabdhi. Pratyakshadi pramanam, that is called Veda. That is called Veda. No Veda through Veda. Know the Veda through Veda. This is the meaning of the sloka. Okay, now we are entering the next question. Vaidika Shabda is divided into two. Again, now we have come to that third stage. What is the third stage? First, five pramanams ruled out. And the five pramanams, the sixth pramanam, Shabda, we have taken. The Shabda also, Vaidika and Laukika. Among these Vaidika, Laukika Shabdas, Vaidika alone is the pramanam. Among that Vaidika Shabda also, there are two classifications. Number one is, bah, dry air ka subject. You have to put up with that. And what can I do? Vaidika Shabda is divided into two. One is Veda Purva Bhaga Shabda. Veda Purva Bhaga Shabda. Number two, Veda Anta Bhaga Shabda. Both deals which is beyond the science. Veda Purva deals the subject matter which is beyond the science. Veda Anta also deal with the subject matter which is beyond science. So Veda Purva talk about ephemeral things which is not accessible to our pratyaksha pramanas. Veda Purva talking about those ephemeral things like heaven, subtle body and rebirth, all these are not, you cannot talk about, know through the sense organs. To know that, you have to go to Veda Purva Bhaga. So therefore, my eyes are incapable of seeing the heaven, my eyes are incapable of seeing Punarjanma, my eyes are incapable of seeing even including mind, subtle body, sukshma sariram. Idhiye mudila anna, and by taking that Veda Purva Shabda, can you get that incomprehensible Brahman knowledge? Therefore, I have to go to Veda Anta Bhaga of Upanishad. Veda, that is called Upanishad. வேத அந்த பாகா தட் இஸ் கால்ட் உபநிஷத். தட் வேத அந்த பாகா அலோன் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜான காண்டா. வேத பூர்வ பாகா இஸ் கால்ட் அஸ் கர்ம காண்டா ஆர் உபாசனா காண்டா. வேத அந்தா இஸ் கால்ட் ஜான காண்டா. That Jnana Kanda of Veda, which is called Veda Anta, Veda Anta, it is called Vedanta. That Vedanta alone is called Upanishad. That Upanishad alone is called here Kathopanishad. That which belongs to the Krishna Yajurveda. உபநிஷத் காட்டக சாகா, therefore it is called கட்டோபனிஷத். This கட்டோபனிஷத், உபநிஷத் means why it is called, that ஜானகாண்டா is called உபநிஷத். Why ஜானகாண்டா வேதாந்தா, the end portion of Vedas is called உபநிஷத், because two meanings I will give. Number one, உப means ஆத்மா. Upa means Atma, Ni means Jnanam, Nishchaya Jnanam, Sat means Destroyer of Samsara, Nashakaha, Samsara Nashakaha. By destroying the samsara, cycle of birth and death, dukkha, atrupti, bandha, the destroyer, and gives the nischaya jnanam of Atma. Therefore, it is called Upanishad. Now, Upanishadana na theriyadha? Upanishadana, sorrow remover. Short word. Sorrow remover, dissatisfaction remover, bondage remover, death remover. Who? Upanishad. The next meaning is, Upa means Samipyam. Upa Samipam. Samipyam, nearby. What is the closest thing to one, that is Chaitanyam? Na means, Ni means home knowledge, Nishchaya Jnanam. Nishchitardham ani solraam illaya, and kalyanam nishchitardham, nishchaya tham bolam, nishchaya na enna artham, confirmed enna, inda ponnu and the payan vandu wife and husband, nishchayam pannitam, adha nishchitardham. Ippo namak upanishadathula enna nishchitardham na, paramatma groom and Jeevatma bride or wife and husband, that's all. Nishchayam pannitam. Nishchitardham aayiduthu. Kalyanam na pannanum. Kathopanishadam mudichadha kalyaname aagum. So all Upanishads are talking the same subject matter. Jeevatma, Paramatma, Aikyam alone. But for the sake of Drudha Jnanam, in a different ways, Upanishad presents the same subject matter. So every Upanishad is important. Until I get Jnana Nishtha Dredha Jnanam. The conviction. Sattva means remover of your problem. Anartham. Giver of PHS. Giver of peace, happiness, security is called Upanishad. Now each Veda has got many Upanishads, branches. Each Veda has got many Upanishads or branches. 1180 branches are there. Ekaikasya shakhayam ekaika Upanishad. So 108 Upanishad. Among 108 Upanishads, 10 Upanishads are available with commentary, Bhashyam of Shankaracharya. Therefore, minimum 10 Upanishads one has to study. Very, 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 very minimum. என்ன சுவாமி 10 உபநிஷத்துக்கு லைவ் கம்ப்ளீட் என்ன வாட் யூ சி தட்ஸ் வை அவர் ஆன்செஸ்டர்ஸ் தேர் ஹோல் லைஃப் தே டெடிக்கேட் ஃபார் த ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் ஒர்த் டு ஸ்டடி லைஃப் லாங் யூ கேன் ஸ்டடி ஒர்த் டு ஸ்டடி என்னதான் பண்ண போறேன் படிங்க நல்லா படிக்கணும் அவ்வளோதான் இது தென் உபநிஷத்தில் முண்டக்க வி ஹவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் அதர்வண வேத உபநிஷத்து அண்ட் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கேன உபநிஷத் சாமவேத உபநிஷத் வி ஹவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் தட் மீன்ஸ் வி ஹவ் ஸ்டடிட் த அதர்வண வேத வி ஹவ் ஸ்டடிட் சாமவேத நவ் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஸ்டடி கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேதா இந்த யஜுர்வேதா ஆல்சோ டூ கிளாசிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் சுக்ல யஜுர்வேத கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேதா அனே ரெண்டு இருக்கு சுக்லம் என்ன ஒயிட் ஒயிட் வேத கிருஷ்ணன்னா பிளாக் பிளாக் வேதா சும்மா சொல்றேன் சுக்லம் என்ன சுக்ல யஜுர்வேதா இன் நார்த் இந்தியா இட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி பாப்புலர் சுக்லவேதி யூ கேன் சி நார்த் இந்தியா ஹியர் இன் சவுத் இந்தியா வெரி லெஸ் கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேதிஸ் ஆர் மோர் இன் த சவுத் இந்தியா There are people who study till today you go and see the gurukulams they study whole veda by heart namakku last class nu gap irukum irukadhu marandidrom whole veda voluminous they remember and they learn the words parayanam recitation then artha first shabda then artha But unfortunately, many people end up with Shabda. You have to come to Artha also. So Shabda is important, Artha also important. Without Shabda, Artha is meaningless. Without Artha, Shabda is meaningless. Shabda, Artha, Vagartha, Viva, Sampraktav, Vagartha, Pratipattaye, Jagatah, Pitarav, Vande, Parvati, Parameshwarav. So therefore, Shabda, Artha, both are important. சாண்டிங்கே பண்றேன் சுவாமி பகவத்கீதான்னு அரே அர்த்தம் அர்த்தம் புரிஞ்ச போதும் சுவாமி என்ன ஸ்லோகம் எங்க இருக்குன்னு எனக்கே தெரியாதுன்னு அப்படியும் இல்லை ஸ்லோகமும் வேணும் அர்த்தமும் வேணும் அப்போதான் ஞான நிஷ்டா வரும் நவ் இன் திஸ் கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேதா எவ்ரி உபனிஷத் ஹேஸ் காட் வேதா ஹேஸ் காட் ஒன் ஒன் சாந்தி பாட்டா ஸோ வி ஹாவ் சீன் ஒன் சாந்தி பாட்டா ஃபார் அதர்வண வேதா And we have seen another Shanti Patha for Sama Veda in Keno Upanishad. Now we are going to see the different Shanti Patha in the Katho Upanishad, which belongs to the Krishna Yajurveda. That is, we are going to chant now. We will enter with the Shanti Patha. Repeat after me.
Om Sahana Bhavatu. சஹனௌ புனக்து சஹ வீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி
Today I will take 5 minutes more, okay? Because I lost the 5 minutes because of current. Shanti Patha, this prayer done by the student by his sake or her sake and for the on behalf of the teacher also the student does this prayer. குரு நீட் நாட் டூ பிரேயர் அவர் கிருதார்த்தா இஸ் ஜீவன் முக்தா குரு நல்லதுக்காக நம்மவே சாந்தி பாடம் படிக்கணும் ஸோ ஃபார் குருஸ் ஹெல்த் சேக் ஃபார் குருஸ் ப்ராஸ்பரிட்டி சேக் தென் ஓன்லி குரு கேன் டீச்சர்ஸ் then only I can get jnana. Therefore, the student for his sake, her sake, and guru's sake also, this shanti pata should be chanted. Our culture, shanti pata is like a prayer, prarthana. Prarthana is meant to seek the blessings of the Lord to achieve something without any obstacle. Prayer is meant, prarthana is meant for what? I am seeking the blessings of the Lord to remove all the obstacles in my attempts, which the goal I have to reach. In that attempt, all obstacles must be removed. So I seek the blessings of the Lord Almighty through prayer. Prayer is must. Without prayer, without doing namaskara to that Kathopanishad Pustakam, and thodakudad. Just namaskaram panni, prayer pannanam. First, then only have to go to the next page. Including higher Vedantic texts also, the prayers are involved. Brahman dhane swamini, Atma dhane, idhikella prayer idhik. Abdella sholakudade. பிரம்மன் ஆத்மா நீ என்று புரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்கு என்ன வேணும்? இந்த உபாதி வேணும். யூ சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு யூஸ். அதிஷ்டான தேவதாஸ் ஆர் தேர், தே ஹாவ் டு பிளஸ் யூ. தேர் ஆர் சோ மெனி ஃபேக்டர்ஸ், ஹிடன் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் விச் ஹாவ் டு ஹெல்ப் யூ டு ஸ்டடி. ஸோ ஆதி தெய்வீக, ஆதி பௌத்திக, ஆத்யாத்மிக தாபானி டு ரிமூவ். த ஆப்ஸ்டிகல்ஸ் மே கம் த்ரூ த பாடி because of any pain, back pain, knee pain, eye pain, neck pain, any pain. Bhagavan, please give me good sound body. Sound body and a tuck 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 is as a woman. Sound body and a healthy body. 1 hour I have to sit in the class. I require adhyatma means shariram. Adhyatmika tapam. And the pain, edavadhu udambu moolama varadilla. எனக்கு ஞானம் வர வரைக்கும் வராமலே ஆகுது. ஹவ் டு போஸ்ட்போன் பண்ணு. தென் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஹெல்தி, தென் சரௌண்டிங்ஸ். இந்த பக்கம் சேர்த்தோம், அந்த பக்கம் சேர்த்தோம், கரண்ட்டும் எல்லாமே இல்லைன்னா என்ன பண்ணுறது? அது பௌதிக தாபானி எல்லாமே கொஞ்சம் அப்படியே ஸ்டே ஆர்டரில் வைக்கணும். இன்னும் நம்ம கிளாஸ் முடிகிற வரைக்கும், கட்டோபனிஷத்து இதெல்லாம் முடிச்சிருக்க வரது எல்லாமே ஸ்டே ஆர்டர் இருக்கணும். Then adhi daivika tapani, that supernatural, all these powers which are coming, the cyclone, rain, earthquake, all these problems, all you keep it away from me so that I can study well. So the student is asking here, protect my guru and protect me, he is asking. So the word to word meaning we have to see. Very, 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 very important prayer. Every day, every Vedantic student has to chant this prayer. Then the blessings, Atma Kripa, Guru Kripa, Ishvara Kripa, the Shastra Kripa, everything will come. Then we'll get the knowledge. That meaning, word to word meaning, we'll see in the next class.
ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ ஹரிஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹ. ஓம்.